flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan. 129 here on this Friday. The road to New Orleans on the Fan is brought to you by Bet365. Obviously, me and Sal and the entire station will go bonkers next week with the Super Bowl. But, you know, it's been an interesting week here in the sense that, you know, from a Giant perspective with the whole Saquon and Eagles stuff, I mean, you've been able to kind of kick this to the side a little bit. You know, the football conversations have been thrust to the corner. I mean, does anybody want to listen to sports radio, you know, talking about the Eagles' blitz packages, anticipating against, I don't know, like what they're going to do against Patrick Mahomes? Oh, my God. I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to hear it. So we don't do it, and we don't hear it. But next week is going to be very different than this week, because this week we could talk a little Knicks, and we'll do other stuff next week as well. But next week we cannot hide from the Saquon stuff. There is nowhere to go. There is nowhere to hide. You cannot deflect. And it doesn't mean, again, for the 1,000,000th time, at least for me, doesn't mean the Giants did the wrong thing. The timing and the circumstances just failed spectacularly. Like, all right, Giants give her to Saquon. They make that decision. It plays out publicly on Hard Knocks. The owner says what he says about not being able to sleep. Saquon makes the commercial. Mara, you know, listen, you know, if you're going to do a commercial, at least include me. I can make some money. Aha, yay, yay, ha, ha. Eagles win every week, seemingly. Giants lose every week, seemingly. Saquon has an all-time season. You know, Giants discussion, do we fire the coach? Do we fire the GM? What do we do? And here we are, game after game after game. And Saquon rips off 200 yards, multiple touchdowns in the playoffs, and Super Bowl. And all the pomp and circumstances, you will be watching. And some of you will be able to push aside that Giant love. And some of you will root for a good young man who wanted to stay here, and it just didn't work out. And others of you, and I get it. You know, you do what's good for you. You do what you got to do. Some of you will root earnestly against him because it's a different uniform, and it's the vilified Eagles, which I obviously get. It's like the Red Sox for me. Understood. But, yeah, next week you cannot hide. Now you can't leave. It's going to be a tough one. So, this week you've been spared. Next week you will not. The Road to New Orleans on the Fan brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the moment is, it's never ordinary at Bet365. All right, how about Stan in West Orange, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's happening, Stano?
Hey, what's happening, BT? How you doing?
All good, buddy. What do you got?
All right, well,
Okay, thanks for the segue as far as Saquon's concerned. I did want to make one mention because I tried yesterday. The Alan Parsons Project song that you played yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, the what's called, that's the prelude, which is that serious.
Yes.
The instrumental.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that was, the Yankees used to use that to take the field as well.
Yeah, but they wouldn't play the other part.
Right.
I know.
I'm just saying that's the difference there. One was an AM version, the other was an FM version.
Yes, no, I figured that out, and this came up because we were doing the an homage to my one-eyed partner who was on the mend. Well, he's got two eyes. One
right.
Fully works, and hopefully the other one will work when he gets here on Monday.
Right.
So I did. We powered up a new thing on the show. Top five songs with the word "I" in the chorus, and that was
all
one.
Good.
That was one of them. So "I in the Sky," the Parsons. Yep. Go ahead.
All right. Let me do Saquon real quick and say hello to Sal and wish him well.
He's doing well. I was texting him. He's good.
Good. My question, I've been arguing with a friend of mine for the last 2 weeks or so. When you look at the way things ended, and obviously as a Giant fan, it hurts very much. I do like Saquon Barkley as a person. I'm sorry he's gone. I think, personally, I thought Merrick could do something to help save that situation. But here's my question. If you had Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones, who played well together, along with Malik Nabers,
yep,
don't you think that the Giants would be better off with that combination going forward than having to scrap and redo everything?
No, I don't. I know what you mean, and there's a part of me that does believe that. Like, would they have been better than they were this year? Yes. Would they be set up financially better to eventually become a champion? No. And that's, you know, that's the rub, man. That's the tough part about this. Saquon, I mean, even if he would have gone to Philly and had like 1,390 yards and 9 touchdowns and Philly was in the Super, I mean, he did stuff for Philly that he never did for you. And that hurts. And it hurts because you know that he wanted to stay. Much like the Pete stuff, you know. So, no, but, I mean, Jones is what he is, and the Giants aren't good enough as a roster to, you know, invest $13, $14 million a year for running back. But, you know, they just got too many holes. It just, you know, they're not good enough. So, no, I know what you mean, but I don't agree. Josh in Queens, what's happening, Josh?
With these hungry eyes, one look at you and I can't disguise.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you. Oh, look, and I feel the energy between you and I.
Okay, Josh. What's up, dude?
BG, let me tell you. First off, great segue because going to football, because I had enough of you guys talking about men's hair and how it makes them look better, and that's why I love football, because we don't see any faces. All right?
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the Super Bowl and where the Jets are, not even in the same stratosphere. But I will tell you what I did see over the course of championship weekend is there were former Jets sprinkled everywhere.
Yes.
On all four of those teams, and it infuriated me.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I think when you have someone like Aaron Glenn, and I know you're a big Bill Parcells guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's
my favorite of all time.
Tree,
yeah.
And when he comes from that tree, and he's such a detail-oriented person, and he came up, I mean, we've all heard the story from the press conference, how he started off as a scout because Bill Parcells told him, you want to be a coach, you start off as a scout. He will find talent. He will find talent, and he will make this team competitive.
Yep.
Now, it's really all going to be on Woody, and that's a whole different story. But I think there is a positive outlook, and I don't think that it's the same trajectory that we've had the past couple coaches that have been defensive coordinators.
Josh, I agree with you, but it, you know, no matter what I say, no matter what you say, no matter how much we agree, no matter how much we laud what they just did, you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to show us. But yes,
I do.
It does feel different. But let's see if it is different.
You've got a guy in Aaron Glenn who has been with it. He was there in 94, 95, 96.
I know, when they
were horrible.
I know.
Horrible.
I know.
And then literally the same way, going to 98, AFC Championship. Same trajectory.
Yeah, and Josh, by the way, not only was he there as a player, but he also went to Detroit when Detroit was a moribund franchise. So he has seen, you know, from behind or inside of a helmet as a player, and then with a whistle around his neck and a chalkboard as a coach with Detroit, you know, the elevation from doormat to basically Super Bowl contender, both with the Jets in 98 and the Lions this past year, despite the Lions getting whacked by the Commanders in that playoff game. Yeah, there's a lot of things to like about Glenn. You know, he seems to be the exact opposite of Saleh. He's authentic. He's comfortable in his skin. He's going to get in guys, you know, get on guys. He's going to get on them. He's going to let them know. And the other thing, too, he's going to let them know verbally, but this is one of the things that I remember saying to Sal that's very attractive and appealing to me. Like, all right, Sauce Gardner, he had a step-back season. Well, guess what? They're on the practice field. They're in OTAs. You know, Robert Saleh couldn't do this, and it's not Saleh's fault, but this is just a plus inherently of Glenn. Glenn could go out there, blow the whistle, stop. Sauce, we got to do this, man. And he could show him. Hey, when the receiver's hand goes here to get inside leverage, whatever, I'm just making stuff up. You know, you got to counter with this. And he could do it. And he could show him because he did it. That's appealing. He could also do the same for Garrett Wilson. Hey, Garrett, dude, when they come up and they jam you or they try to take away this, the release, you got to do this. Because as a corner, I'm looking to do this to you. So you got to do this to me. Saleh couldn't do it. I think it's going to work. I feel good about it. But a lot of questions. We got to see what's up with Rodgers. I want him back. You guys know that. But you just got to do it. You got to do it.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.